Back home now, and the Victorian Government's relationship with its Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission has broken down, with board members quitting en masse. Three members of the board have resigned after their nomination for a new commissioner was rejected by the Attorney-General. Only one member of the board remains. A former commission member says it's an appalling situation and the Premier should intervene. Simon Lauder reports.
Since Helen Zocchi resigned as Victoria's Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commissioner in August last year, the board has been looking for a replacement. Now the commission needs a new board after three members walked out last night. Businesswoman Carolyn Creswell is one of them.
I think the most important thing is to do the right thing by the commission, and even though it probably doesn't look like that, that's what we feel we've done.
Ms Creswell, football executive Brendan Gale and academic Paula Gerber resigned after the Attorney-General Robert Clark rejected their nomination for the commissioner's position. Ms Creswell says it was an exhaustive and expensive selection process, and the Attorney-General took 3 months to consider the board's unanimous nomination before rejecting it.
I just think that it would show us some respect to explain the reasons. From what he said to us, to say the person didn't have enough experience, I think is a really... I sort of felt that that really wasn't enough of a strong enough reason.
How was your mass resignation in the interests of the commission in the long run?
We hope that this forces the attorney to put a board in that he can work with and be able to put a recommendation that he's happy with to appoint someone.
The Attorney-General, Robert Clark, says he rejected the board's choice for commissioner because the person the board chose isn't experienced enough. Mr Clark told ABC local radio he's disappointed the board members resigned just a few months out from the completion of their contracts.
As you'll appreciate, from the time that the board put into considering the situation and coming up with a recommendation, it was not necessarily an easy decision on their part, and it hasn't been an easy decision on my part. But at the end of the day, it's my responsibility to exercise a judgment as to whether or not to approve the nominee, and that's what I've done.
Human rights activist Jamie Gardner was a member of the commission from 2000 to 2009 and is now a vice president of Liberty Victoria. Mr Gardner says the Attorney General should have shown more respect for the board.
Reporting to a minister couldn't possibly continue when he'd basically given them the finger in that way.
Why do you say it's urgent enough that the Premier should intervene immediately?
Well, there's no one else who can.
But
the, the Premier is the head of the government, and this is a breakdown between the government and the Commission. Why should it happen immediately? Because, without looking at the legislation in detail, a body without an effective governing body is clearly not acting in accordance with the implications, at any rate, of the legislation governing it. So there's a serious problem there.
Before last night, three other board members had already resigned for various reasons, including one who found himself in hot water after endorsing the view that gay marriage puts the health of children at risk. Those who resigned last night say their departure leaves the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission without a functioning board. But the chairman of the board, John Searle, doesn't agree.
Pursuant to the legislation, there is still a valid board in existence, albeit a board of one, namely myself.
Mr Searle says the commission's day-to-day operations won't be affected by the vacancies on the board, and they'll be filled as soon as possible.
The board positions are required to be filled under the legislation by the Attorney-General. The Attorney-General, as far as I'm aware, because of previous resignations, has already commenced that task.
Are you worried about the perception, at least, that what's happening here is that the government is clearing the decks and filling the commission with members of its own choice?
Look, what I'm concerned about is that appropriate appointees to the board are found, and I'm confident that such people will be found, and that I'll soon have a very capable and competent board to work with.
That's the chairman of the Victorian Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, John Searle, speaking to Simon Lauder.